what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Another episode of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, September 4th. It is the big day. Do not forget, we've got a live power hour tonight from Austin, Texas at the Eastside Tavern. We're going to be streaming it on the interwebs starting around 8 p.m. Eastern. Watch the Twitter to make sure you have the latest. It may go a little after 8. We'll see.
We'll give you a heads up. Yeah, this is the go home show, as they say in the biz.
What does that mean?
It means it's the show right before the big show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I learn a little bit something new about the biz every day when I'm taping with you.
Mainly the wrestling biz.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I love wrestling. Later in life fan. You know that.
There you go.
Yeah. So make sure to tune into that tonight. That's the most important. But our top stories for today, Wes is going to tell us about a little Brexit shakeup.
Yeah. Sell.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not looking good for Boris.
Wait, are you serious?
Oh, no. You've been singing a different tune.
It's not looking good for Boris.
All right.
Rolled $850 into that.
Yeah.
Got a little about face going on with the Brexit over there. All right, and then Mark, Pat, and I will take us through a news buffet of other headlines. Get us going, Wes.
Tell us something good, Wes.
All right, well, everyone out there is learning a valuable lesson here about me with this Brexit shit, and that is while I am the resident Brexit expert here on Hard Factor, I am, in the end, simply an English major that knows a little bit about politics in my own country, let alone a foreign country, and if you bet on a Brexit to happen by November 1st on predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20, hey, at least you got your free $20.
Yeah, being the resident Brexit expert on the show is also like being the skinniest guy on the show. Not great.
Yeah.
Feels good. Feels good, but I feel bad about myself.
Yeah.
So take solace in the fact that I am going down on that ship with you, maybe, because after yesterday.
Oh, yeah, Wes is losing money after his thing that he made me buy into. Well, now I feel better.
You better. Because after yesterday.
That's not how it works.
After yesterday, it looks like Boris Johnson is getting absolutely fucked in his do-or-die mission to Brexit by the October 31st deadline. Maybe.
That's not like Bojo.
Man, those Brits are tough.
Yeah. So what's happening now? Well, quick recap from last week. First, Boris Johnson, with the approval of the Queen, decided to prorogue or suspend Parliament, what many called an unconstitutional move, a move which in theory would have given Parliament little time to fuck with Boris Johnson's Brexit plans, and a move which apparently really pissed them off, and they are now biting back big time, and it looks like they are planning to once again delay Brexit. And Theresa May must be grinning from ear to ear as she watches him deal with the same bastards that essentially ousted her ass.
See, Wes, you said with great confidence that I should roll my dough into officially Brexit by 11.
Well, I mean, in
nice
Wes's
pick,
defense,
Brandon Walker.
We're down.
In Wes's defense, I got to say, like, we all thought he was moving the needle on that story.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
he was
like
a splashy
Johnson.
Move.
I think I know why Wes is the Brexit expert.
Why?
Because he's got the worst teeth on the show.
Yeah.
They are the most yellow.
Yeah.
He's down one.
I can correct that with just one Groupon, though.
Nice.
Saving it.
Yeah. I actually watched Boris deliver a speech in front of Parliament yesterday, and it sounded like he was about to get hit with a milkshake at any second. They are very raucous in the Parliament over there. Just, no, sir. Boo! Just lots of the concentration on Boris was impressive because he just kept rolling.
It's like a pro football game. It really is fucking electric in the British Parliament.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I think we conceded that Boris is doing a better job than Team A a little too early. I think on this one sounds like.
Yeah, I mean we're down.
I don't know, that sigh by West sounded pretty weird.
Okay,
the referee's counting.
Why is it happening? What's happening?
So basically Boris has some traitors within his party, the Conservative Party, 21 little rats to be exact, that yesterday voted with the Rebel Party in order to take control of Brexit from the Conservative Party so that he lost his majority and maybe pass some legislation that would prohibit a no-deal Brexit. So exiting without a deal with the EU for the first time.
No-deal Brexit was looking like the strongest option. option.
Yes, that was the option. That's what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
So what did Boris do? Well, he fired them. He actually fired some big names in the Conservative Party, guys that have been in that party for a long time, including Winston Churchill's grandson.
Whoa.
And father of the house, Kenneth Clark.
He fired Winston Churchill's grandson?
Yeah.
Churchill.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Jerry Churchill's gone.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bad move in England.
Yeah. So some big names going down for their traitorous deeds. And a lot of people were saying, oh, it's not even the Conservative Party anymore. It's the Brexit Party. You know, a lot of people think
he stood in the way of a Brexit, but
yeah.
His grandfather saved the fucking country from Nazis.
Yeah.
So
might as well burn.
I don't know about that.
Burn a Beatles city.
Yeah. So. So Johnson has temporarily lost his majority, but if he calls for like some snap election to replace them, he will do so with the aim of gaining people that will be loyal to him. Apparently, Theresa May tried this back in 2017 and it did not work, but experts are saying it could work for Boris because he is a much stronger campaigner and just overall character than May was. So he might be able to get it done. Boris is also calling for yet another general election on the issue in response to this new traitorous acts. Even though the people already voted for Brexit back in 2016, 52% of the population almost. So a lot of people going, what the fuck, Parliament? What good is an election if you're just going to throw out the results?
Right, that's what I was going to say. Like, so he wants another election to override that 2016 election. He wants to get the same result, though.
Right. Yeah, but what if they didn't have the same result?
Right.
He wants the same result.
Yes, he's hoping for the same.
And then just to hold them to it this time?
But wouldn't it not be the same results?
No, they voted for Brexit back
right,
in,
which is what he still wants.
Yeah, he still thinks that he can get that done.
You
but
think
I don't
people
know
will vote for it again?
Yeah, I don't know what the difference will be this time.
I think we're missing a piece.
That sounds like a last-ditch effort.
Yeah, it's a last, and I think that people might just be get up in arms and just kind of like demand Parliament, like through I don't know what they're gonna do. Protest, Pat? Maybe I don't know.
What's it like to be an expert?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So
silence.
So now Boris has to convince 2/3 of the House of Commons to hold another election. And if he can't get that done, which it looks like he can, because the Labour Party leader, the party that he would need help from to get that 2/3, has been calling for another election for a while now. So it's unlikely he'll go back on that stance. So if he can't get his new vote and a no deal Brexit legislation is passed, he will seemingly have no choice but to once again extend Brexit, something he vowed he would not do. So you guys follow all that? I know it's confusing. I think I got about 80% of it right.
Not all of it. Didn't follow all of it.
Here's what I took
away. Basically, Boris made a lot of noise, wasn't a lot of action.
I mean, it's looking like he's going to have to extend Brexit.
Sell your Brexit shares.
Yeah, boy, am I glad I didn't bet on that.
Yeah, so it's going to get interesting. We'll keep you posted on the saga, as always. Can't wait. Going to the internet, Wissam Mamdi says, bloody brilliant. Another nail in the coffin of the know-nothing, no-deal Brexiters. Johnson is a dead man walking now. Rejoice. To that, Paul Harbrook says, not a dead man walking. It would be the death of the Conservative Party, as the next general election of the Brexit Party will win. So he's confident in the general election coming with the same result, and it's
like a coin flip shit.
It's just a shit
over there.
Show. Over
Wes,
there.
Can we take a trip to the UK?
I would fucking love to.
And would you agree to speak in one of those accents the entire time
sure.
and
I'll
not break character?
One. Yeah, of course.
Okay,
Wes, would you give a lecture to British people about Brexit?
Absolutely.
How are we going to get them to come?
Covered in milkshakes by the end of it.
But. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd be throwing a few at you.
Yeah, I'll do whatever.
Yeah. Free trip. Before we head over to the news buffet, let's talk a little shop. There is a hot ticket on Predict It right now. You can bet on the outcome of the special election in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District.
The election
is happening next Tuesday.
I got really excited there because I thought you were going to say Special Olympics for a second, but... It's not that.
Mm. No, not quite. Not quite. A North Carolina election, which some might say could be similar.
Whoa.
Again, the election is next Tuesday, so it's a short-term market. Always fun to bet on those because you know the result quickly.
I'm so impatient.
And I know what you're thinking. Will, hammer the Republican. It's the South, you dummy.
Yes.
But wait. No. You might want to think about this. The last Republican who tried to run in this district got booted for potential election fraud. And just this week, North Carolina courts ruled that the state in general has been unfairly gerrymandered in favor of the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. So that being said, the stage is set for the Democratic nominee Dan McCready to face off against Republican state senator and author of the famous bathroom bill, Dan Bishop. So basically like a hardcore Trump guy versus a progressive Democrat. Mm-hmm. And right now, McCready, the progressive Democrat, is trading at 58 cents, yes. versus Bishop's 49 cents. Yes, that's with all the wins that the Democratic Party has had in the state recently. But some polls suggest that the Republicans may rise up in reaction to all the losses in the state. I mean, who knows? Who knows? If you think you know.
I think I know. I'm going Republican. Just because the courts ruled something doesn't mean the people that go out and
vote. I think on the value, I would go Republican right now, too, on the value. But if you think you know, regardless of what we know, if you think you know what's going to happen, you need to go to predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20 to get $20 matched on your first deposit, and then you will have at least $40 to put on the outcome of this election.
Yeah, and then pass your tips on, because we're doing dog shit over here.
Yeah, I'm a little down.
Well, I'm about even.
Not all of us. If that,
what are you trying to say? Let me see your count.
Yeah, we can. I've cashed out twice, baby. You get your money within a week.
My dashboard says loss 483. Right,
you
now.
Idiots aren't cashing out.
All right. Well, let's move it over to the news buffet.
Daily news. That baby juicy taste. Oh yeah.
Okay. First up, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon has announced that they will stop selling Walmart. Will stop selling handgun ammunition and 223 and 5.65 rounds. That's what's used in assault rifles at all of their stores.
Wow.
And has asked people to please refrain from carrying firearms while in their stores. Wow is right, Mark. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I feel like the second ask is bigger, is more shocking than the not selling of the ammunition, telling people they can't bring guns in.
Well, yeah. I think they're probably equally shocking to guns rights activists. Yeah. That's I mean,
a lot of open carry places.
It's a good move.
Absolutely. The decision comes shortly after the shooting at an El Paso Walmart last month, where 22 people were killed. Seems like El Paso and another shooting in Mississippi over the summer were the straws that broke the camel's back for Walmart to make some changes to make their stores less of an easy target for a place to perpetrate violent crimes. It's not just those shootings. Walmarts have had, you know, violent crime issues for years.
Yeah, stressful place.
Yeah, there was a guy in Florida or whatever that asked for, like, how many, you know, what's the best gun to kill a bunch of people. They had another scare. A couple of the last two shootings, one was inside of Walmart, one was outside, like right outside of Walmart.
Yeah.
It sounds like Walmart just listened to their employee survey this year, and all the employees were like, 2 years ago it was the minimum wage thing. This year it's we were afraid of getting shot.
Yeah,
like,
can we just go back to drunk women on scooters drinking wine out of Pringles?
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's way better than people with loaded guns.
Poor,
yeah.
It's another thing to die poor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walmart's job is not to die for.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, Walmart had previously banned the sale of assault rifles back in 2018, the same time that Dick's Sporting Goods did that. And they had banned the sale of handguns everywhere but Alaska in the 1990s. But this move is definitely more brash than either of those moves. And the NRA says that other stores besides Walmart, sporting goods stores, will benefit from Walmart not selling the ammo anymore, which is certainly true.
It's a little business lesson for you, guys.
Yep.
Thanks, NRA.
They are correct about that. That's just, you know, supply and demand. Yep. But Walmart currently sells 1 out of 5 bullets bought in America. So even though, other stores will benefit, it's definitely a blow to the NRA, regardless of how you slice it.
Oh, yeah. NRA's Beto, pissed.
Yeah, Beto O'Rourke says it's not enough that Walmart's doing this, which is hilarious because Walmart's doing more for gun control than Beto O'Rourke could ever dream of, considering he's a Democrat from Texas who can't get elected.
Yeah, Beto also thinks he's going to win the election by just cursing on CNN more than anyone else. Like, Obama was going to smoke. Beto's just going to say, fuck.
Yeah, maybe get a job and then talk about how it's not enough. Bernie says that it's good, but also says that it's not enough. No word from Trump on this one yet. It's got to be an awkward one for him. He was just bragging about Walmart beating their earnings projections very recently, and now they're going back on the NRA. So it's a little pickle for President Trump.
It's a huge news story. So I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but we have been at war with terrorism in Afghanistan for 18 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, we drove the Taliban from power in Afghanistan to ensure those evil little Al-Qaeda fuckers didn't have a safe base for operations. You with me?
I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
I think it was called Operation Thunderfuck or something sweet like that.
You bam!
Yeah. Yeah, Thunderfuck. Well, fast forward 18 years, and America's longest war is getting a little old.
So. Long Thunderfuck.
Yeah, that's like
Sting. You'd think a Thunderfuck would be quick.
That's like Sting fucking his wife. That should be called the Sting the Sting fucking, not the Thunder fucking.
The Tantra fuck.
Yeah, the
satisfied lady.
I mean, what a lucky lady. He sings there on the fields of gold or whatever. I don't know. That's not quite the song title.
For the next
close
18
enough.
Hours.
I mean,
we're one.
We can listen to all my songs.
Our souls are.
I mean, that is a really long time to be at war, though. But the good news here is we're trying to withdraw 5,400 troops, leaving only 8,600 troops in Afghanistan. And in order to do that, we have been in peace talks with the Taliban to hand Afghanistan back over to them, I guess, which is, you know, it just sounds weird to even say that, especially since the Taliban just executed a suicide attack that killed 16 people in the capital of Afghanistan, Kabul, on Monday. So both sides have come openly to the table to talk, and this bombing came right after Afghanistan-born U.S. envoy Zalmay Khalilzad said he had reached a tentative agreement to withdraw 5,000 U.S. troops from five bases in Afghanistan within 135 days of a final deal to come.
What are those conversations like? They're just like, hey, guys, you're going to be cool, right? If we leave, right. You're going to be cool?
And they're behind closed doors, so yeah. They're like, we're not going to be that cool, but you know.
But no, you should totally get out of here.
Yeah, get out, though. The attack.
You look
tired.
I mean,
like, who's the person on the American side like that's like, don't worry, guys. We can trust these guys. Yeah. Don't worry.
They sounded so convincing.
It's terrorists.
Yeah.
You can't, like, whatever you sign with them, yeah. You can't.
The next week, they got a video just beheading eight people.
They literally just bombed Kabul, and they're saying this is, like, they're taking credit for it and saying this is going to be strong for our negotiation standing.
Right, but they'll probably hold up their end of the bargain on whatever treaty we sign.
The bombing was a mistake. We have Nextel. It's not for a good service.
They're saying it's not a mistake. And the attack.
Hey, the Taliban wouldn't break a handshake deal.
That's right. So all these things you're saying are true. This attack, the fact the negotiations between the U.S. and Taliban are going on behind closed doors, and the fact that it's the Taliban has renewed suspicions among Afghan citizens and government officials that the Taliban will not adhere to any agreement once U.S. troops have left the country. Specifically, one group of Afghan citizens is very concerned, and I am, of course, referring to those pesky Afghanistan women. They are such sticklers for rights. Okay, a kid, of course. They had very few rights prior to the U.S. removing the Taliban from power.
They just learned the word rights.
Right, like they weren't able to go to school or work or
What's this one? Shit.
Well, those days are coming back.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's what they're worried about. Some claim the Taliban has changed and they have recently assured that women's rights, including the right for girls to go to schools, would be upheld. But they added that it would be upheld within their Islamic framework. And they also had huge smiles on their faces and their fingers crossed behind their backs when they said it. So we'll see.
Yeah, they mean girls can go to school that they kidnap from
right.
villages and are never seen again.
They say, no, they will learn.
Very educated.
They're going to learn.
Learn how to shoot an AK-47.
These ladies are too educated.
We will teach them.
We cannot reintegrate them.
All right. That's that.
Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. Hurricane Dorian still sucks all the dicks. Can you believe it? Here's an update on all the things going on with this asshole since yesterday. So the death toll as the hurricane moves away from the Bahamas stands at 7.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Well, as of
where
now.
Where is she?
Yeah.
Where is she?
More like 7,000.
Right. Yeah. With the desperate search for survivors now underway as stormwaters are retreating a little bit. The Red Cross reports thousands of homes are believed to be damaged or destroyed, and pretty much all the infrastructure on the islands has been rendered useless. For example, the Grand Bahama International Airport is literally underwater.
Yeah.
So that's bad.
Sucks.
Terrible. That's terrible for the Bahamas.
The imagery is very disturbing.
It's tough, man. The storm has weakened slightly and been downgraded from a Category 5 to Category 2 storm with winds down to 110 miles an hour from 220. But unfortunately, this storm has grown in size, so it's larger, just less powerful. At the time of this taping, the storm is off the coast of West Palm Beach, Florida, and moving north, what will hug the east coast of the United States, hopefully not making landfall. But if the storm does make landfall, there's a high probability it will hit South Carolina. And on Tuesday night, the South Carolina Emergency Management Division tweeted out an alert urging residents in the evacuated zones or affected zones to leave immediately. The storm has tied the record for the strongest Atlantic storm to ever hit land, matching the Labor Day hurricane that struck the Florida Gulf Coast in 1935 before storms were given names.
Which I think is the right approach. I think, like how we treat shooters, mass shooters, we should not be giving the recognition to these storms.
Don't give them the dignity.
Let's not, going forward, let's agree to not name these storms.
I'm weighing
on this
that.
Show. Let's not talk about the names of these storms.
Sometimes they get cool names that they don't deserve too.
No, they like don't deserve
Jason.
They don't deserve to be named.
Has there ever been a hurricane named after any of you guys?
It's terrible.
Maybe after they name one after me, we can start that. I'd like a hurricane.
You want a Hurricane West?
You want a Hurricane West?
I mean, I think it'd be interesting.
Talk to every girl we've ever dated over the last 20 years. They say there's a Hurricane West.
Yeah, a lot of people call you that behind your back.
It was Hurricane West.
West gives
over?
Out I survived Hurricane West t-shirts when he breaks up with girls. All right, it's happening, guys. The Trump administration has started the process of canceling military projects to fund border wall construction. Okay?
What?
So
the wall is coming.
Building that wall with the Pentagon's money. So the move was announced a while ago. Remember the $8 billion national emergency? You guys remember that, yep. Right?
The invasion.
Correct. The invasion. Yeah, well, $3.6 billion of that $8 billion is to come from the military. But Defense Secretary Mark Esper just now had to start telling people which projects get the axe in favor of wall funding. And in a hilarious move, President Trump and Mark Esper decided to tell New York Senator Chuck Schumer, as one of the first people, that a construction project would be canceled in his home state of New York at West Point.
We should tell him together.
Yeah, as you might imagine, Schumer took to the internet to complain about it immediately, exactly as Trump was hoping he would, I am certain. So now that Schumer has paved the way to look like a giant complainer when you get your project canceled for the wall, the road is clear to go ahead and release the full list of canceled projects on Wednesday, today, so that everybody now can learn their fate when it comes to Trump getting his $3.6 billion in wall funding from the military.
Yeah, you know, he was like, before we tell everybody, let's tell Schumer.
Who's at the top of the
list? It's smart. It's so smart.
I want to see video it. I want to see it videoed. Yeah.
Exactly. It's so smart because Schumer immediately is just like, you're slapping the military in the face. I should have included his tweet, but whatever. You know, Schumer just does his Schumer thing.
Oh, he's
and then
pissed.
Like, oh, okay, now it's fine to tell everybody else.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Do a boomerang of Schumer. Yeah.
All right, Elon Musk pulled an Elon Musk at the World Artificial Intelligence Conference in Shanghai by saying a bunch of ominous shit in an extremely confident manner.
That's what he does.
See, the I'm infinitely smarter than you and we're all fucked, you idiot, signature move of his. Elon Musk always sounds like he's talking to dogs when he's talking to people. It's like that level of what he thinks of other people.
Definitely talking down to regular humans.
He talks down to everybody. Musk did drop some bombshells at the conference, like, for example, he dismissed speculation about the U.S. government ever being in contact with aliens. He said, there are people out there who think we have found aliens. Trust me, I would know we have not. So not the military, not in the history of our anyone finding out about aliens, he would know.
Yeah, coming from the South African-born Elon
right,
Musk.
Exactly. They're all in the ocean, you idiot. People ask me if I have been to Area 51, he went on to say. Okay, please. SpaceX actually has Area 59, and it's 8 better than Area 51. You see, because it's 59, and that's 51. That last part I made up. But
yeah,
what are you talking about? He also called on humanity to work on building technology that will allow us to colonize other planets. He thinks that's the number one thing we should focus on.
He called on humanity to do that, isn't
yeah,
that?
All of humanity.
That's his job.
Yeah, he said this is the first time.
He's not part of humanity.
No, yeah, he's not.
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, he's either an alien or a robot or a combination
right.
of the two. Yeah.
Which is why you can't trust what he's saying about this, because he's either an alien himself trying to throw you off the path or a robot created by the aliens.
That
so he
programmed
would, again,
to yeah, programmed
lie.
To lie.
Yeah. Or he's so smart that he knows that you can't handle it. He's just a super genius. He
yes.
knows that your brain would explode if you knew there was really aliens, so he doesn't tell you.
Or were the aliens.
What do you think?
Who knows?
What do you think are the things he kind of says after sex? Like, what do you think the first thing Elon says right after he rolls off you?
I think he says, get out.
Yeah. I need a shower.
My mind needs 30 minutes to deprogram. Yeah.
Sign this NDA.
Get out, Grimes. So he says that basically this is the first time in 4.5 billion years of history of Earth that it's possible for us to extend life beyond Earth. He says the window is very short for this to happen, so let's secure the future light of consciousness, make sure it's not extinguished. He thinks that we can definitely colonize Mars and other planets, and that's what we should
do. Just got to nuke it first.
So it sounds like he was really in the zone at that conference. He was really in his element.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was intelligence conference, right?
It was the artificial intelligence conference.
There you go.
The AI conference in Shanghai.
All right, guys. I think I can unequivocally say that there's absolutely nothing more annoying than a picky eater. Picky eating usually starts during childhood, around the age of 2, when kids move from eating baby food to solids.
From breasts.
Yeah, titties. Yeah. At which point, a good parent would step in and tell their kid that picky eaters are less popular than certain members of Al-Qaeda in this country and put a stop to it. But not all parents are good parents, and that's how we end up with picky assholes going around inconveniencing literally everyone they come into contact with, going around saying things like, just meat and cheese only, please, or can you make that without onions? I just don't like the texture.
So vegan.
Those were some. Those were very like light picky examples. I think
my wife is not a picky eater, but we just went to a restaurant and it wasn't like a nice restaurant, and she ordered this fancy appetizer version of like a BLT, and she asked with it for without the tomatoes, and the waitress looked at her and she goes, "So a BL then? So just not a BLT at all?" And everyone had a good laugh.
I'm not with this. The simple menu alterations are not like a fucking terrible offense.
Picky eater's the worst, and that's why I have absolutely no sympathy for the subject of our next story. A 17-year-old boy has been pronounced legally blind after years of being a quote extremely picky eater. The boy, who got ultimately what he deserved, first went to the doctor at 14 with complaints of tiredness, and the doctor assessed his diet, which was made up almost exclusively of French fries with the occasional snack of Pringles, white bread, and processed pork, a diet affectionately known as Arby's.
Yeah, he was having the number one at Arby's.
Yeah, every day.
Are we sure it's the diet, or is it the chronic masturbation that made him blind?
He was at risk. He's in that age range that's at risk for that.
He has carpal tunnel and he's blind. Yeah.
That's a screen time for that guy.
Did you check his palms, Doc?
Yeah. It could have been the screen time. Could have been the eye shots.
So, I mean, did they buy him all his food at a restaurant, or did they go to the grocery store and actually buy that shit for their kid?
What do you think, Will?
This kid sounds like the guy from Willy Wonka. The
this kid's parents.
The fat kid that specially orders his family around.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have a hard time buying that crap for your kid?
French fries, please.
Anyway, guys.
That's all they're going to eat.
A year after the boy's first doctor visit, he began losing his vision, and doctors recommended he make some adjustments to, you guessed it, his diet. But when faced with the prospect of blindness versus not having French fries, he said, "I'd rather go blind." And then 3 years later, he was completely blind. Mm-hmm. Does anyone want to guess which state this boy was from?
Mississippi.
Ohio.
Will?
Wisconsin.
Texas?
Yeah, you're all wrong. That was a trick question. This boy's from the United Kingdom, you bigots.
Oh!
Yeah.
What part?
Texas was a good guess.
What part? Doctors in the UK attribute the phenomenon to optic neuropathy, which was caused by serious malnutrition. Yeah.
From being a dumbass.
From being a fucking dumbass who Darwined himself into blindness.
Yes. Force him to take a vitamin every now and again.
What do you
least.
Mean you don't have French fries?
No French fries? I can't come over and eat.
How about the crinkly fries?
He's stomping his feet.
Crinkly French fries.
Just stomping his feet in the restaurant.
Does your mom make French fries?
I can't eat that. And that's going to do it for Hard Factor, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Reminder again, tonight at around 8 o'clock Eastern, we'll be doing a live Power Hour from Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
That will be broadcast on the internet.
Guys, get there early. There was like 370 RSVPs at the time of this recording, which is like 24 hours before the show.
Right. It's at Eastside Tavern in Austin, Texas. If you're in the area, we're going to be joined by our Vice President of Football Operations, PFT Commenter.
Probably. His flight's coming down pretty close to showtime.
What I meant to say was our Vice President of Football Operations and sometimes friend, PFT Commenter.
There you go.
I'm kidding. We'll see you soon. If you guys want to support the Bahamas, Young Page Views put out a Bahamas Strong shirt, so go and buy that and support some of the victims of these terrible storms. Have a great fucking day.